You are listening to What Happens Next on
W-U-L-O.
No.
Why?
Radio.
Radio.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
The Winning Fish. Pisces Island is known for its fishing. Every year, the queen hosts a competition for the fishermen to catch the most beautiful, interesting fish. This year, Parker is determined to win. He fishes day and night. Finally, the day of the competition is here. Hundreds of fishermen are participating. Parker catches an outrageous fish, one nobody even knew existed. What happens next?
He ended up in a mermaid kingdom where the evil fish live, and he turned all the mermaids into evil fish. But the next day, the black and gold fish, he saved all the mermaids, and the evil fish died, and the mermaids turned back to normal. The end.
Hello, my name is Ricky Smith, and this is my version of the ending for The Winning Fish. The fish, well, might not be called a fish, really. Parker's prize was colored like the sea, had the lizard face, and had four legs. Hicks had a decoy fish on its back, in which the anglers could get their hooks stuck on, and it would break their hooks. It had spines on its head and its tail, which were connected by some webbing in between, a mammal tail, two fingers on each leg and each arm. It was the emperor of all fishes. Parker let it go. He felt that he might have lost the contest, but he had won somewhere else.
Hi, my name's Olivia Smith, and this is my ending to The Winning Fish. The fish was as big as a man, and it was rainbow, colored and glittery. It wiggled and turned into a big man. So Parker did not win yet. Maybe next year. The man was in a fish costume. The man said, "Hey kid, it's not over yet. You have 15 more minutes." Parker went back and found the biggest fish. And it was a real fish. It was a bass. The hardest fish to find. He won the contest.
My name is Nathan Smith. And this is the story of the winning fish. The first fish that 3-2 caught was the worst fish in the whole fishing contest. Then then 4-5 caught a trickery fish. That was bad. But Parker got a lion shark fish.
Hello, my name is Eliana Nordvedt. This is my ending to The Winning Fish. The fish is huge. It is like a rainbow fish. Big, big scales all over the fish. It makes a weird blub blub sound.
Hi,
my name is Hudson. This is the winning fish. His fish is huge catfish. It has a big mouth with orange fins. His scales are blue and red. He dances in the water. Parker Fish wins the end.
Hi, my name is Brooklyn, and this is my ending to the winning fish. Parker is delighted. He looks at the fish. The fish's colors are aqua and magenta. Gold sparks are coming out of its mouth. The fish is 8 feet long. It's awesome, Parker thinks. Congratulations, Parker, says the queen. You won. Parker jumps for joy. I won, he shouts. The end.
Hi, my name is Jack, and this is my ending to the winning fish. The fish was absolutely beautiful. It was tinted with amazing shades of red and green. Parker was amazed with his findings. What a fish, he said. Hey, he thought, how about I name it? How about the name Nautilus? And he went with that. With his fish, Parker won the contest and the blue ribbon. And later, he ate the fish.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.